This is the dandelion, just sitting on the threshold prior to touching into the womb. The spirits are saying, whatever the dying processes, whatever the deaths that are around in your personal life, in the life of others on our earth, in human species and non-human species, in the waters, wherever you connect in with these death passages, what's happening is grief is really here. And the grieving is part of what needs expression in order to birth. If the grief gets stuck there and held there, it shuts the threshold, it shuts the portal, it holds back the birthing. And that's a threshold place in our dominating culture's conditioning. We tend to block that threshold. Fearful of death, it's a failure. Endings are failures. And so we stop things there, or we judge things there, and it gets all held in place. And we have a lot of social cultural conditionings that say, in this contemporary time, in this dominating culture way that's so prevalent, that grief, you get this much of it, and it takes this much, you get this much time for it, and then it's done, and you need to move on. There's beliefs like that around. So that is also going to get stuck and close that door. Because from the spirit's perspective, the grief wants to move. This is dandelion. And one of the ways dandelion shows us about the healing movement of grieving is how the blossom becomes this wispy, a wispy form, and the winds come and blow it off in the wind. It just moves from that golden blossom to this movement, the letting go. And those are seeds that get planted to birth. This is the cycle dandelion knows about naturally and is inviting us to join up with. How can we allow dyings to be deeply integrated with birthings in our own consciousness, in our own knowings, and in how we live with these processes? And even when we choose a change, even when we cultivate the ending, Moon is saying there are endings here we're purposefully cultivating, crafting, you know, bring alive. And grief still is vital. We can grieve endings we choose. It doesn't mean you're lost or you made the wrong choice. It's the grieving of a that just comes often associated with death, any kind of dying. People need is some connectedness around the grieving. Someone to hear you, someone to be around it, someone to be with you while you grieve and not require that you shut it down. And if there's not a human being who you feel can generate that space for you, then find the tree or the river or the dog or whoever. You know, you can be with that provides comfort and honoring and enough time and space.